Play Pass or Fail, Season 12, Episode 8 by After the Match, the podcast where we review new anime and give our honest opinions and decide whether they should pass or fail. Now, of course, I'm your host, Savon Goldberg. With me today are my three co-hosts, Isaiah Bascom.
Hello.
In addition, Matthew Thompson.
It's great to be back once again, guys. How y'all doing?
And of course, Miss Says.
I'm here. Hello.
He is. Before we begin, we just want to give a shout out to closing credits, the voice acting classes, and a quick overview of the mandatory requisites that are in play. We have RNG, You're Already Dead, and Quadruple F. If you want to see what those requisites do, then you'll find their meanings in the episode description. But now it's time for the Lumni segment, where we talk about anime that have graduated from our show and are returning to us in a new season. So, what did you guys watch this week?
Ragna.
Yes, of course. Ragna, yep. Every time.
Another twist. More plot.
Another twist. What could they
have? Oh, right. You're not watching it. It's weird. Ragna rebelled against Crimson.
Yeah.
They've gone their separate paths.
Man, it's very funny how Ragna is like the most unconsiderate anime character. Ever. Like, you know when you had the flashback about why he's doing this and then for all his friend, I thought they were gonna show that little girl from the first episode. It didn't even show her. It showed his new friends.
Wait, what?
His old one.
So who the fuck was she? Is she just irrelevant now? Like,
I think so.
What the hell?
I saw that, this guy's an asshole.
Like, I'll do it for all my friends. Just passes back, skips her.
Like, what happened to your original friend? Like, the real reason why you're doing
that's what I'm saying. He must have forgot about her at this point. Holy shit.
I think he did.
Guess she wasn't that important. That's wild.
Yep. It is wild. I hope we see her again. I hope she's a dragon. I hope she really does become a dragon.
Oh my goodness, I can see that. I can see that more happening more now.
I didn't even consider that either. What the fuck?
Next season.
Like, he deserved that.
Mm-hmm. I think Ultimanium will die. I could see her being the next Minoic.
Oh, interesting.
That'd be even better if she's actually... Yeah, I guess he would have to be strong. So, yeah.
And I think we learned that Crimson is one of like the ancient dragons. Same thing, I guess, with the Golem.
Wait, what?
Ancient dragon.
Yeah.
What are the ancient dragons?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was just the monarch too. Wasn't she just the past monarch?
Oh, Minoic? Oh, Minoic too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, past Minoic.
Oh,
yeah,
that's why she knows so much. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm. Yeah. And I think that's why she has so much technology. She's probably seen the world got like destroyed, rebuilt, destroyed, rebuilt.
I mean, it's that or she's from another timeline. I wouldn't leave that.
I don't think a timeline. They said they've been here for a long time.
Yeah. They make it sound like it's like a post-apocalyptic world.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And then she's before all that.
Yeah. And there's even more people before her. Or maybe same era, actually. Probably same era, actually. I can see that.
Okay. Well, damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the ghost we're talking to her was also a Minoic.
Oh, no. I thought he was like older than her. Oh, yeah, same era. Yeah.
Did you just say they were talking to a ghost?
Oh, shadow on the wall? Snake on the wall?
Shadow thing.
Okay.
I think it was the Golem.
Girl's tail.
Oh, shit. I see that.
Yeah. Oh.
Now I'm even more lost. All right.
Chimera-looking woman.
It made me drop Undead Unluck, sadly.
Oh, shit.
You know what's funny? I actually did watch this episode for Undead. I just skipped the last one because now with Matthew's explanation, you really don't need to see the last episode. And it's actually pretty good. They're in Canada.
Canada, eh?
Wait, are they in Vancouver specifically? Like, they're in Stanley Park, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Have we seen any stereotypes? Because I find that shit actually funny.
Oh, man. They just hit you with all the cliches right away. Just like maple leaves falling. They're eating poutine.
No.
Hey. Canada is just one stereotype. Very funny.
Yeah. But no, they meet the manga author, but the manga author just isn't anyone. They're the narrator of the show.
Oh, wait, what?
The narrator.
Wait, yeah. What?
Like, you know, the narrator at the beginning of the episode, like, oh, this is the last time on, like, this. Andy and Fuko do this, and they overcome this.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
So they meet her, the narrator, and apparently in this world, she can, like, see the future. She sees everyone's futures and past. So she knows about Andy's past. She knows about their future. She knows, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also has the power to create. So she can create, like, one thing at a time, but she can create just about anything she wants. Like, she can create Andy's arm and have his powers. She can create the enemy and have their powers. She can create whatever she wants. But she can only do one drawing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the episode was good. Right?
Was like apparently interesting, just because of her.
Interesting. Okay.
Worth a watch.
Because she's just like saying, okay, if you guys were to go up against Autumn right now, you'll lose. They, of course, they listen to her and they start fighting Autumn. And then she has to step in with her powers to save them. Mm-hmm. And she's like, all right, you guys need to go through a training arc. So they're probably going through a training arc because she says that's their future.
Any that weak? Aw. I feel like it would. Was it really that strong Andy couldn't defeat it, or was it more plot driven why Andy couldn't defeat it?
I feel like it's because if they kept fighting it in her future, she saw Under would interfere, so then it'd be like Autumn and Under
at the same time,
and then he would just lose.
Okay.
That's more specifically, he wouldn't lose, but in the future that she saw, Fuko dies.
He can't fight
him. Oh, technically he loses. Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, that's how it ends. So next episode will probably be like a training episode.
Right. I'll probably come back to the show after all the training is done. And the four elements are done. Tell you the truth. Then come back to the show.
Damn, you wait for it all? Oh, shit. All right.
Maybe after this one. This one didn't sound too interesting. But keep me posted. I'll continue listening to Anime Pass or Fail, but you have to keep watching.
Oh, Lord. What about Mashle? You guys watching Mashle?
Oh, my God. I've been so behind on this one.
Innocent Zero is here. Oh, my goodness.
Innocent Zero.
Innocent Zero pulled up?
Yep.
Hey, okay.
So just off.
It doesn't get better than this.
Like, we got a whole fight. We got Mash versus the Macaron guy. That was really cool. I like how it was more like a test of speed, like his speed versus sound. That was cool. But no, we got Innocent Zero at the end versus Dumbledore. I can't wait.
Dumbledore? Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Really the peak of two magics. Like, that's enough.
Frozen time.
Oh.
It'll just be like a fight that happens in an instant. No one will know.
I can't even say. I don't even know how they're going to even translate it. This is one of those like crazy giant panels with just so much happening. I can't wait to see it animated.
One more episode.
This is the fight that made me commit watching the show forever.
Damn.
Yeah, because after this, it should actually get serious. Like, when I was actually finding the villain, stop doing these schools crap.
So they made it.
Fun.
It is fun.
Wow.
I shouldn't say crap.
It is fun, and the characters you love are so involved, but the plot actually gets, like, plotty. And then, like, there's substance to it, you know? It's not just, okay, are we going to get the next star coin? What's going on?
That's true. Yeah, it's time for this arc to end. No more school. But speaking of school, we are still in school for Tsukimichi Moonlight Fantasy. You see the responsive sides there. Are you still watching?
Yeah, actually, this one I've caught up on. It's not bad.
It was like a little throwback, I feel. Like they're just like, oh yeah, remember those cursed children? Yeah, those are these people. And now they're here in the school.
They're your students now. You got this. Jeez. I don't know. It was kind of weird that the third one was evil like that, though.
Yeah, the third one was just the Demon King's general just there casually. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm don't worry
about
me in it.
Like, for what
I'm
reason?
In school, too. No, this was a weird episode. I'm not even going to lie.
Mm. Wait, did you guys not watch this one?
No.
Why not?
I didn't really watch this show.
I just want to watch the fights and nothing else.
The fights?
Well,
the fights
are really good. Fight now.
Okay, yeah,
I'll watch next episode then.
Honestly, yeah, I even found it pretty cool when he was teaching the students and he fought his general.
Yeah, that was good. I watched that episode. That was
oh,
good
so
episode.
You're just not caught up with this one? Oh, no. Man. Fair enough.
The plot-driven episodes are good.
Oh, yeah, you did see one of the Demon King generals.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's
he was a Demon King general, Billy?
I think he was. Or he worked for a general.
Oh,
it was either that because I remember he
was a general. You know, he worked for one.
Mm.
So he wasn't a general himself.
No, that girl was the one in the house. The one that he
was probably it was probably her that he worked for because he knew so much about her.
That's what I mean. That was probably her. I don't know if this is the same girl. I can't remember on their looks. I don't think it's the same girl.
Probably not.
Yeah, I might have to go back and see if they're the same people or not.
Yeah, we can fact check that shit. Here we go.
Right? We can fact check. Are these one and the same?
Fine question.
But no, it's not even just them. It seems like at the very end of the episode, I don't know if you remember the human that gets recruited by Tomo. Mm-hmm. And he's like a swordsman, and then he became a spy, and then he became like Tomo's like right-hand man. For, like, and now he seems like one of the strongest humans.
Probably. Most likely, actually.
So that guy is now a spy for Makoto. And I'm pretty sure at the end of the episode, he just stumbles upon the major antagonist for the season.
Probably. Man was smiling when that knife was at his throat. Holy.
Yeah. Because he's in the theme song, and he seems to be looking down on Makoto, so.
Oh, actually, I didn't watch the theme song, so now I'm curious.
Yeah, he's there. So this guy is definitely supposed to be some kind of major antagonist. So the spy, I don't think he's going to win this fight.
Most likely not. Or maybe some other thing will happen. Who knows?
Like he's supposed to be strong. So I want it should be good.
Watch this man get off screen. I can see it already.
I can see it too. I hope they don't. Give us a good fight.
He deserves something. Anything. Just not the off screen, please.
They could just ask it so we don't see this guy's powers.
Yeah, I'd see that. They'd want to reveal it in a bigger way. It won't be like this, most likely.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see next week. But until then, it's time for us to make an important announcement. Because we have a new rule established in our previous episode known as Messiah Defies the Rules, if you remember that episode.
What?
My God. Where's it
from? You see, Isaiah, he will be doing the synopsis for this entire episode. Mm-hmm. And the next week, Messiah will be doing that as well. But not only that, but he'll also be hosting. Yes. Yeah. So look forward to that.
Picking up the role.
An announcement. No, it has to happen.
Oh, yeah. Really setting it in stone there for you.
They're going to have people coming in. I think I might even title the episode that.
Matthias Hoax. Yes. Matthias Hoax.
It's going to be our lowest rated episode so far.
Damn!
No, I expect good things. Just a giant change.
We have high hopes. High hopes. You got this.
But on to our RNG anime, Gushing Over Magical Girls. It received a triple pass and one absentee pass, meaning it's a quadruple pass. So what happened in episode 8, Isaiah?
All right, Gushing Over Magical Girls begins with the three villains being summoned to meet up with the OGs within the company, who we end up finding out have been out hunting magical girls in other countries, amounting several kills each. But sadly, they're now in their own business and plan on taking over the entire world, which leads to them essentially betraying Vinalita and then leading to a fight crippling Magia Baser. and having them on the run, essentially. But with this, it leads to another fight between Nero and Leopard versus, I believe her name is Loco, who uses essentially like her voice as a weapon. And sadly, she also is really bad at singing, which is a whole other topic. But other than that, it was a decent episode altogether. You know, there was some good fights going on. I actually didn't mind this one.
No, I thought the local girl was going to summon locomotives like a train.
Oh my god. Fucking Thomas the Train Engine.
The other half of the neighborhood music. What do you mean? Why did you think that?
I don't know. Wow. I heard her name and the way she was dressed. I was like, oh, maybe she's some kind of train person. This should be interesting. And she started thinking, like, oh, never mind.
She belongs in Thomas the Tank Engine. Is she gonna be the next conductor?
Yeah, she could. Not anymore though. Creature's gone. But yeah, what do you guys think of the Lord Squad?
It's interesting that they got going on. I don't know why they decided to flip, because I swear their main goal was to take over the world in the first place, was it not?
Yeah, it was. I feel like nothing really changed by them leaving. Like, what do they lose? I mean, what do they gain from leaving?
Nothing. I don't get it. I don't know why they're so mad at them. But
you know what? This will probably end up leading to the magical girls that... Oh, sorry, not the magical girls. For, like, Bizer and them to end up becoming, like, good people, if that makes sense. Maybe they'll switch sides and join the magical girls. Who knows?
I do think it's like an NXT. I don't think they'll join sides, but they'll like team up. Like, well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing.
Oh, no, because they yellow haired girl. She is very hard to work with. I don't know if it'll work like that.
I don't think they become friends, but they will fight.
So you think they'll fight with each other too? Okay.
And no, not only like with each other. They're just going to end up fighting the same enemies.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe these guys will become like the Deadpool of this world.
The Deadpool.
They just fuck around.
Yeah, essentially.
Oh, yes, anti-heroes. Anti-villains, yeah. I see that.
Anti-villains.
Anti-villains is great.
We don't like is that just heroes? No, we're not. That type villains.
They're trying to fuck with the heroes. Like,
they just don't like what the actual villains are doing, you know?
Yeah. I've never seen something like that before. So kudos to them for coming up with this.
Thinking outside the box, I guess.
Power levels now.
Oh, yeah, we did. I forgot about that. The stars. The star system.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, to show their strength, stars. Right?
Yeah.
Well, shit, Bizer gained 3, didn't she?
Yeah, just there. Right when they brought up parallels, like, all right, now I got 4. Boom. Hey, it would be 5, because she's got 2 in her eyes and 3 down below, right?
Do those count?
It's their version of the lines.
Oh, shit. That's
actually hilarious. I thought it did, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay, well, then she's already pretty damn strong, catching up to them fast, and now she's surpassed them.
It seems like it goes on and off, though. Kind of like the third line for Mashal.
It's like they suppress their full energy.
Yeah.
Does a PN reappear?
Essentially.
Exactly. I think, what's her name? Alice has 3. On her forehead. Think.
Which one's Alice?
New Alice?
The little girl.
Oh, okay. I thought so.
And then I guess the gun girl has 0. I never noticed that.
Oh, shit. So she's the weakest out of the bunch.
Yeah. And then the girl that they fought had, what, 3?
Well, yeah, no, she had 3 and it was on her neck, right?
Yeah. See, now I'm going to start paying attention to the stars. So it's going to count. I think the main one, the general, had 4.
Aw. Wait, what?
Hey, Aaron, I'm gonna give this one a pass.
Yeah, I feel like this show
can give
it a pass. Why not?
I was also gonna give it a pass. It gave us, I was entertained watching the episode. Like, that scene gave us plot.
Yeah.
Way more than I thought they would.
Honestly.
After watching this episode, I could see where all the plot driven stuff you guys were talking about is coming from. It's kind of like one of those other magical stuff, girl stuff with a twist. It starts off normal, just regular magical stuff. But then the dark twist at the end, like, no, they're actually fighting for their life. It kill or be killed. Power levels and everything. People are actually training to get stronger. It's good. Good.
That's awesome.
I think it shouldn't be. I know. But not enough depth yet for me to still care about it. So for me, it'd be a fail.
I mean, fair. We haven't seen any death, but we'll probably see death within the next couple of episodes. I feel like
death.
Depth, not yep. depth, because like the computer has been depth. More depth is
necessary. Would a death be pretty deep for you? Would that add depth? A death?
it makes sense for the story, yeah.
All right. Well,
not just random death. Some random background Joe just falls over and dies. Look at that plot.
Depths for that death.
You know?
Yeah, bro, that's how that shit worked. You didn't know?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That was common knowledge. Shit.
Well, this ends off with a triple pass, one fail. Up next, we have Ishira. Last week, I received a quadruple pass. So what happened in episode 8, Isaiah?
All right. This one actually starts us off with the girl who'd been forced to take a horse back to the city with the wood creature. Do you remember its name, Savant? It was a whole race. It's a whole race itself. You know the wood creature that literally has eyes and like has poisonous knives all over it?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the name of that?
Oh, Mandrake.
Oh, Mandrake. All right. So, yeah, she's forced by the Mandrake to take the horse back to the city. And then she gets captured for obviously bringing it back to the city, which then leads to a meeting with Taryn and several others, leads to the old commander. Basically, why did I call him an old commander? You know, the commander from the Wyvern Slayer, I think his name is. He's essentially going to be commanding the citizens in the city while they're being attacked. But the Star Runner shows up. And near the end of the episode, we see Miss Aaliyah and the blonde-haired girl fight the wood creature, eventually leading to him dying, to an unknown source, which we assume to be the Angel of Death, which is essentially a curse on that guy. And he's like an assassin, I'm assuming. Pretty good, though. I like where this is going. Yeah.
It's going directions, places. Many directions. I don't even know what's happening with the show anymore. So much is happening.
It was already hard to follow. My God.
And it got more difficult.
Is it? Well, I don't get it. Is it
hard to follow?
Is this people fighting?
No, it's not necessarily the people fighting that's hard to follow, but rather what's going on in the world itself.
What do you mean?
For me, it's
okay.
Too many kids. Oh, you go first, yeah.
I was just gonna say, like, there's how many? There's two cities, correct?
Yeah.
There's only two cities. And then I'm having trouble following who's commanding who, because I'm forgetting names. And the problem is I'm forgetting names and who they're related to. So, like, for example, who the fuck is the Spider Girl working for?
She's working for the guy in the city, you know, the Wyvern killer dude.
And the guy in the city is from which city?
Damn, you remember that?
Which city is the guy from the kingdom? Like...
So they're the one against Talon the Guarded. There's only like two factions. So you got Talon the Guarded versus like everyone else.
Okay. Talon the Guarded is
the lady with the eye patch.
The lady with the eye patch. Her name's Taryn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But she's labeled as Taryn the Guarded. Whatever it is. Either way, it's a lot. I don't think
Halloween with the show. All that happened last episode.
I fell asleep in the first episode. I don't know how I'm getting more of the story.
I said, you know, everything smart that happened last episode.
Say again?
Either way, I didn't like how the too many characters now.
There's a lot. I mean, some of them are dying, but like, there's still a lot.
We're seeing the characters, but we're not really seeing them do anything because they're too much to cover. That's my biggest problem with it. Like, we saw the spider girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's running towards the city. Last episode, she was running towards the city. But now we're following the elf. The elf escaping the city. We'll probably never get to see that elf again. Like, what happened to the samurai? They talked about the samurai. But where did he actually go after all this?
Yeah, what the fuck? Because he, like, said he didn't kill him.
I'm assuming he just retreated back to his town. Or maybe he's on his way here. Because he wanted to fight strong people.
Can't help but feel like he wouldn't just run away from the fight.
Me either. I think he's on his way here.
He got crippled.
They made it sound like the samurai was stronger than the skeleton. But the skeleton was giving a warning to the commander, like, don't fight this guy.
Yes.
Yeah, don't fight him.
I got that same
feeling. Makes more sense.
Yeah. Like, I could maybe beat him, but I'll have to go all out.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah.
He's not sure.
He's like, I'm not doing that for free, though.
Yeah.
Like, you want me to live the rest of my life? Well, you gotta pay extra.
Mm.
That's what I got.
Pretty much. Me too.
What about the word god? I'm very pleased to see that her powers are far superior than what even Matthew and I saw was. How do you feel?
100%. I've seen the power. I still think she's weak, though. I think she could easily be killed.
We still just talking about the spider?
No. What girl?
She
can be assassinated so easily.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
Yeah.
Who will win, the angel or the elf?
The angel's winning, bro.
Yeah, because, like, the elf doesn't know about the angel.
Mm-hmm. But
I think that's what the character said. Like, it almost became a clash between those two abilities or something.
Oh, wow. Lol.
Oh, yeah. It literally narrated that.
Yeah.
Never mind it.
Oh, we almost saw what happened between these two abilities. I was like, oh, what would have happened? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
The angels one hit the mandrake, and we saw how strong the mandrake was.
Yeah.
I think the angel would win just because the angel is aware of his abilities and the extent. I think you got to kind of plan for it. Like, if it was like a 1v1.
Like, the elf ability, the same ability as that one girl we just met from. What's show is name? Called? What's that show called?
One day we'll figure it out. One day.
Oh, yeah, the instant death ability.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Anything she said just becomes law. Kind of like hers.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, like, technically, the elf could win, but you got to be very, very careful with her words.
No, literally.
Yeah.
So depending what the elf said, she might be able to beat the angel.
Yeah,
she says, protect me right off the bat. But that would involve her actually knowing the freaking angel exists in the first place.
I think she will find out, because the elf goes way too nice to ever attack anyone. And remember, the angel only triggers after being attacked.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no reason for that build to ever land.
Huh, didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Hey, but I feel like overall, it's still kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's like deserving of a pass.
The fights are going to come down to conditioning. Whatever the condition of the war is currently when they meet, we'll decide who wins.
I could see that.
Hmm.
Yeah, can no one ever
kill the spy? I thought that was kind of dumb. I saw this in my notes that the teacher did not kill the spy. No, she literally had her in front of her.
I know. You see how fast she kills the soldiers?
Like, yo, literally.
Kill her.
She had an opportunity to kill her too.
That's what I mean. Like, you and the other girl got distracted. She's like, "Oh my god, there's something over there!" Like. That's when you stab her, and then you come over and see what's going on.
Yeah. What's happening? What do you mean?
Also, I feel like, would you notice? I don't know. Like, would you notice someone running out of a cell next to you, even though you're in the middle of a battle?
Yeah,
I think I would.
Like, yeah. There's no way she could have swiftly just got out like that. And they were pretty close, too.
Like, it's not just one of them an assassin. They both technically are, so.
You know what the thing is, too? She was yelling, too. She was, like, provoking it. She was like, they're over here. They're trying to kill me. Like, she was paying attention to herself. So when did she leave?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answers to, Savad. Definitely.
Like, was she yelling that at you?
Again, don't ask questions you don't want the answers to.
Oh, man.
You want sense? We don't give you sense. We don't have that here.
Not today.
No, I guess not.
We gotta talk about Yoni. Yes. Yeah, the girl. Is her name not Yoni? I have no idea.
Which one's this?
The girl trying to streak her revenge. The one that got kidnapped from the
her. Oh right, her and the magpies, right, yeah.
She tried like, I'm gonna, like, it's your fault. Like, no, it isn't. Shut up.
This girl is fucking weird. I remember the first episode, you guys were like defending, oh yeah, she's a really good character. I don't know. She's still fucking weird. Like, what's wrong with her?
She's a backup character that tried to join the main plot so badly. Like, she's that backup character, like, you fucking main character destroyed my town.
Yeah, it was funny. The guy even said, like, look, I didn't do that. And eventually you guys would have destroyed yourselves anyway, so it's not really my fault. Like,
now.
And she's like, and she's still mad at them. Like, I don't care about that anymore. I just want to kill you guys because you're wrong.
Stupid. I hate characters like her.
You don't care about our backup characters. Fuck you.
I hope she dies. Like, you have a
kid from the people, too.
I'm just glad he called her out. He was like, all right, do it. Now there's a chance. Use the weapon in your clothes to kill me. And she couldn't.
She's useless.
Okay. She didn't know she's fighting the main character. That's why. They have power. They don't just have power of strength. They have power to talk.
Yeah.
But they would talk to you in a different way.
Hilarious.
What an annoying woman. I hope she dies somehow. I don't know. I feel like she's going to live to the end, too. She's like one of those characters that will live.
I think she will kill the heels. I think she will seek her revenge at the very end.
All of them? She's going to kill everyone?
Yeah.
You think she'll just kill the winner? Whoever's like survives? Like, all right, you are the hero that defeated the villain, and then she just kills him?
Damn, yeah. That would be cruel.
I wouldn't be mad at that, though.
I'm not going to lie.
I see it.
Nonsense. I hate that. I mean, I see, like, it's good writing and whatnot, but, like, I don't want her to have that satisfaction. She doesn't deserve it. Her motivation sucks.
Just goes her. Just goes her. That's fair. I'm not mad at that either.
I think it's just her purpose now.
End everything.
A new purpose of life. Blind event.
Kill strong people.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else to do. Why not?
I mean, what would you be doing?
Options. Like, why don't you go make a new family and live somewhere else? Like, why don't you, like, move on with your life? And
nah. She's
like, nah.
Everything, blind by revenge. I get it.
Yeah. Blinded by rage, I think.
But what's not even the revenge anymore? Because it's not their fault.
Yeah, but it's still revenge regardless. Like,
in her eyes, anyways.
What else is there to do?
I think she's just a freaking psychopath. She's supposed to kill people. She just needs to embrace her true nature and know that she's a killer.
Yeah, that's true.
She wants to get strong. Maybe she'll start training.
She won't ever do that, though. Come on.
That's the thing. She's way too into herself. Like, she just wants to do it, but can't.
Yeah.
She's like the worst kind. I don't like this person.
It's really at least so bad. She knows she can't do it.
The more we talk about her, the more I don't like her.
You gonna fail the show because of it?
Yeah, I almost kind of want to now. Actually. I was just gonna give this a pass, but I also want to fail it because we keep talking about this girl.
Yo, oh my god,
that's so bad. I'm gonna fail it actually.
Just for like that reason,
I think she put me to sleep. Her episode put me to sleep, and now her episode made me mad. So
that's actually hilarious.
All right, well, I'm also gonna fail this show.
I feel like it's
we had one good episode and that was it.
We got that one really good fight, yeah.
We had a few good episodes, but it went right back to confusing for me. So I'm like,
Dang.
Yeah, it's just not following the show.
But not enough.
I don't like how there's a lot of characters and nothing getting done. That's my biggest problem with it.
Mm. That's what I mean by it's confusing. Like, if you're going to have this many players in the game, at least do it so you understand their motivations and what they're doing at all times, like, even if you make it, even if you have to make it very basic.
Mm-hmm. And in this sense, I don't either.
They have to interact more with each other.
Yeah, like they kind of just like stand around, have their one thing, and then they kind of go away. But you don't even know what their one thing is. Like, you kind of know what their one thing is, but like the skeleton swordsman dude, like, he wants, I forgot what he wants, but he said what he wants, but he's just like being toyed around. I'm like, so you have him here to half fight, only show half of the fight, and then go back to just being another guy in the room?
You know, that's true. We didn't get to see the rest of the fight.
Yeah, what the fuck?
like, what is the point of this?
Yeah. I'm mad at that fact. It's another fail for me.
That's it.
Hmm. Hey, what's your verdict with this?
Oh, pass.
All right. Double pass, double fail. Up next, we have my instant death ability is overpowered, and last week I received a quadruple pass. So what happened in episode 8, Isaiah?
All right, once again, this episode takes place mostly in the past, covering our main character's past along with the lady that took care of him while he was incarcerated. And then it goes back to the present where we see him head into the main city to meet up with the other students and meets who I assume was the king, correct?
It seems like A-King.
A king, someone mad, like a major player, basically, that's in charge. The way he fucking bitch slapped that kid was absolutely hilarious.
He stopped time.
Yeah, he cut his fingers off and just took him out. Or he tried to stop time, anyways.
Yeah.
It's funny, though. Let me open that up.
Oh, that was. Okay. There is an android among the students. What do you guys think of that beginning part? They're just introducing more and more people.
Honestly, we didn't need this, but like, it is what it is.
They didn't have to do that, but they did it anyways. I thought I got confused. I was like, am I on the wrong episode? But nope. Right
episode. It was, in fact, it was the right one.
We actually found out how sages are made too now. They're just students.
That's why
I think they want students so badly to turn them into sages.
Makes sense.
Oh, by the way, the kid at the very beginning of the episode, is she literally made to kill this man?
Android?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think she's just unrelated android among the students that just happened to be in his class.
Well, like, all I'm thinking of is it's got to have more significance because the fact that it was at the beginning of the episode. I mean, come on. And then we got nothing else on it.
I think there's another random person we're going to be seeing later on.
Ah, that's fucked up.
That's what I think too.
Yeah. For what reason?
Just because you can.
Yeah.
So now we just have a bunch of tests. I guess that one girl got the show off.
Yeah, she's actually strong. Without fantasy powers.
Right? Mm-hmm. If she lost, though, they would have been fine. He could just kill them. And like, look, is that enough of my sword skills? I killed them without literally. Just get the sword and just kind of like open it up just like an inch and close it and then use my instant death ability. And like, I killed him. Literally.
That shit would look sick. Oh my god, he's just that fast.
Yeah, but too bad he's not that fast.
Like, I move back quickly. Actually, no, I threatened him first. I'd be like, look, I can't control my powers. My powers are too strong. Like, if I sheathe my sword, you will die. Are you sure you want to do this?
Are you sure? You can literally just hide the ability that way.
Exactly.
What do you do? Without a slash, it's just death.
Instant death. It's mine.
What kind? Death.
The power of my words will kill you.
My instant death slash. Leaves no cuts, but it cuts her life or something. Okay. I don't know. That's what happened if I was him.
Yeah, it was all right.
I'm just glad they made his early life. His early life was actually kind of entertaining, though. The fact that no one can stop him. He's like, oh, I want to see my teacher.
He murdered so many people.
I don't know why people kept trying. Like, that's the stupid part in my sense.
Yeah, you know, that is kind of weird. Especially that last girl that held that one girl at gunpoint. Like, you know what this kid can do. Why are you doing this?
No, the reason they keep trying. No, I don't think they do know that the fact that he can, like, insta-kill people with just thinking about it. Either that or they're just... I feel like
they
maybe
were just running it out at that time. Yeah, that's what I feel. You know, like,
I think you're right.
No, no. They knew that he could kill you if you thought about him, but they didn't know what, to what extent, because that's why they had him locked up. They're trying to study it and figure it out.
Yeah.
I thought the only thing they learned was he doesn't actually have to be looking at you.
Yeah,
that was the scientist guy said. But they knew he had insta-death ability.
Yes.
So did they create him? I can't remember.
We don't know yet.
They didn't say, right? Okay.
So then we'll get more backstory, hopefully.
Man, so, not a lot happened in this episode, which is shocking. For an anime that has so much stuff, I guess it's because we just finished a giant thing.
Yeah, and they just go through his whole backstory, like for half an episode at least. Yeah. So
I thought that was a very good episode to push the plot forward. We literally got a quick backstory, or another piece of the backstory. We entered a new town, meeting new characters, but related to familiar characters. Like Savon said, the story is actually going to start building off this mess somehow. And we'll eventually back to the class. So you know some shit is about to go down, because the class thinks these two are technically dead. Or the classmate thinks these two are dead. So the next episode, when they start interacting, we're like, how are you still alive? Like, I killed the other classmates. What's up?
Yo, what y'all gonna do? Can't mess with me. So far. Yeah.
Yo, I'm with you. I thought this was a great episode too. I was like, damn, this is, I got everything I wanted. I got backstory, I got plot. I didn't get a fight, but that's okay.
You didn't get a fight.
We got a fight, we got a fight.
A little bit.
Oh, shit, we did. I forgot. Yeah. Fuck, yeah. Damn. Yeah, no, this is a good episode. I passed it still. Like, I know I'm not at that point yet, but yeah, I enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed the show, actually. More so than I thought I would, just overall.
Oh, me too. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah. It was before the idea of them killing all these different anime characters. I think that's what hooked everybody. The tropes. Yes.
Well, just that it doesn't take itself too seriously either. Like, it knows what it is. It knows they have the ridiculous power. It's like, well, I'm glad the whole show is just as ridiculous.
Yeah. I think that's why it's still enjoyable. So it's another pass from me.
I give it a pass as well.
Triple
pass. The show is it's out of nowhere, doing really well. But we'll talk about a prodigy coming up next. We have Solo Leveling, which also received a quadruple pass. So what happened in episode 7.5, Isaiah?
Yes, 7.5, a recap episode, which we did not watch. So moving on from there.
So
it's back to you, Savon.
All right, fail.
No, it's a four-way pass. No one watched it.
Yeah, we just skipped it. We all pass it.
We all pass it, then.
We all pass it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine, but its prodigy status is still gone because I saw it.
See, then you got to think about it as a recap episode, Savon. Was it a good recap episode? You can't just fail it for being a recap episode. Because that's not fair. That's not
fair. I feel like you could.
What? So Solo Leveling took time out of their busy schedule because they knew they couldn't release the episode at time. So instead of releasing the episode, they're like, we'll do a recap episode for you guys. Just so we release something while we still work on the next episode. Like,
I think they should just release nothing.
I think they should always release nothing. I just think we should just skip these 0.5 episodes completely.
I don't fuck with these, man.
Either nothing or recap. It just doesn't matter. Like, either way, you don't have to watch the recap if you don't want to, because it's a recap.
It's a recap. I'm with you. I don't even know why we cover it on the show. We're gonna have to fight every time in the recap.
You don't understand?
Literally.
Okay.
So then, animators.
Yo, honestly, yo, just moving on. Just moving on. I'm tired of talking about this shit.
On to the next
part of this conversation.
Literally.
We're not going to the next one. Fuck it. What'd you fail? Why'd you fail in Savant? I didn't know why. And you don't why? Say me crap.
I saw nothing new.
Damn it.
Nothing new. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'll get you in the next recap, I swear.
Ah, oh, fine. I'll give it a thousand. I don't want to ruin his Friday status this way.
What the fuck? I can't believe this shit. I'm glad. All right. This is so funny.
Three absentee passes and then one actual pass. Man, this next episode better be great, though. Oh, you know? My goodness.
It better be 40 minutes.
Like, between the last episode of Cerberus and this recap episode, they lost all their goodwill. They're back to nothing. Square one. Like, this is like a first impression episode they're coming out with.
Oh, my God. And I don't even think they're going to be in a dungeon.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll see. Well, that's it. Now we're just on to our ranking segment. What were you guys most and least enjoyed animes?
Let's see. Well, is Death Ability the best one? And huh?
Hard to say, huh?
Probably be Ishua, sadly to say.
You did fail that. Wait, no, you passed that. Huh? Hey, the only one that passed it.
I have the same ranking system as Matthias. Mm-hmm. I will only pass. I mean, sorry. My Instant Death Ability was my favorite, and Israel was my least favorite.
You know what? I was going to say Instant is my favorite, and then I was going to say Solo Leveling originally as my least favorite. But because I passed it, and I failed Ishira. I really can't now, so that kind of sucks. So I guess Ishira was my worst. Even though it's not. Like, in reality, Soul Leveling was worse. Leveling
because Ishira is my worst, and I passed it.
But I failed it, though.
Yeah, that's true. Just like how I failed Ishira. So Ishira is my worst.
Let's say something's worse if I pass it.
Damn.
Not necessarily, like, you could tell someone like you passed, but you still suck. Like,
very much so. Yeah, you
suck. What does it suck more than a fail?
You can have the other. You can have it if you want. Like, we all know why. But I do think it's bullshit. You're including a recap episode in this anyway. Like you know it's the worst. Why are you even talking about it?
Yeah, that is the thing. Why is it even here? That's the real question. We got to go even further back. Why did they even make it? Why is it even really here? Or they just released nothing. We can't fail nothing.
Money. They release something, people consume it, and they get paid. Damn, even if it's the same thing.
You know, that's probably true. At least they get something. They get more money from this than nothing. That's probably it. That means I'm a lot of fail, am I not? No?
Whoa, what are you talking about? Move on from the subject. But watch this over next week, anyways. This is a moot point.
Just leave it alone.
All right, well, let's move on then. Any surprises for this week? I think my biggest surprise was this week.
God damn it. Don't kill me.
What other surprises? You guys have an actual surprise?
Not really. I feel like everything was fine.
Yo, Magical Girls got two passes in a row. That's my biggest surprise.
Which is crazy. I don't think anyone expected that one to continue this far.
It was my number two anime this week.
That is so unfitting.
It could be number one next week.
Worse, it could have been number one. That's crazy. I never saw it see the days. An RNG anime. Random anime doing so well. It's this
instant.
I think that's the biggest surprise. And you know what? That's only something. And I'd like to thank you, the audience, for tuning into Anime Pass or Fail by After the Match. We hope you enjoyed discussions and found our reviews helpful in determining which ones to add to your watch list. Be sure to catch our next episode and follow us on all of our official social media. The links are in the description. And if you don't, we thank you for listening.